They're all big Champions League matches, but the one we've focused on, particularly with their fan base in this country, Liverpool were in action earlier on this morning against Red Star Belgrade, and they went down away from home 2-0. So Liverpool humbled, but I'm sure they're still at the top of their group. Good morning, Robbie Slater.
Yes, it's a disaster for Liverpool. And just following on from a disastrous day of Melbourne Cup.
You had a bad Melbourne Cup?
Bad Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, well, Laurie and I both had a bad Melbourne Cup too, but...
No good, Rob.
Yeah, we dust ourselves down and we go again. So they actually slip from top to second, don't they?
Yeah, but not a good result, obviously. You expect better. Jurgen Klopp, not happy, of course, but it's far from the point of putting them in the perilous position, but certainly not the ideal result. But you've got to congratulate Red Star.
Did they rest players, Rob?
Yeah, a couple of players, but nothing big. So there's no excuse. Liverpool are good enough to rest players and still win, and should still win, but a little bit of a return to the glory days, or a reminder of Red Star Belgrade's glory days. Of course, this was 15 years ago, one of the big, big clubs in Europe. And, of course, with the breakup of the old Yugoslavia, a lot of those, these clubs became less powerful, if you want to put it like that. So, but that's a bit of a return and gives them a taste of what yesteryear was like.
Mbappe and Neymar are in action for Paris Saint-Germain, so they're on top of their table against Napoli.
Yes, they're winning 1-0. And this is the one they want. Paris Saint-Germain have become, how would you say, almost too big for the French league. And the European Champions League is the one that their very, very rich owners want.
What would you make? Would Tottenham at the moment, mate, they're in a little bit of strife now.
1-0 at home, but still got a long way to go. So you would think against PSV that they would pull that back.
Because they're having a strong season. The EP,
ongoing because it's not the result. It's not the result. So as you know, in football, you can score two of the 89th and 90th minutes. So
And we often see that as well because Tottenham have been pretty strong, haven't they, so far in the EPL?
Look, I said at the start of the season, doing the Premier League preview, that it was very surprising that Tottenham didn't recruit. I think that's been seen. I think they've been closer to winning a Premier League title in the past than they are going to be this season.
Okay.
What about Arsene Wenger? He looks as though he's on the move to AC Milan. Good signing.
Big club, one of the big European clubs, AC Milan. And Arsene Wenger obviously still got the drive. Doesn't want to retire. Obviously, such a long, long time with the one club, which is very unusual, quite unique, that the EPL had someone like Arsene Wenger and Sir Alex Ferguson sort of in the same era. But AC Milan's a big job and shows he's still got the drive, and I'm sure he'll do a good job.
And, mate, unfortunately, we've had that confirmation of everything we thought, and that is that injury to Daniel Lazzani for Celtic, and he's out for the season. He's out of that Asian Cup. Is that what you'd... Would you consider that a blow for Graham Arnold and the Socceroos? Because he's still a developing player. He's 19, isn't he?
Well, I think it's definitely a blow. Because it's a blow because we can't see his development.
True.
He's obviously burst onto the scene and everyone's talked about him. And, it's a blow that he looked someone capable of being a player that we don't really have. It's a big blow. Gone for a season. You've got to come back from an ACL. This guy, it's not great timing because you can't say he got injured because he went somewhere. Or whatever club he's gone to, where he is at the moment, I still think he should have stayed in the Hyundai A-League. He'd never played 90 minutes. He only really came onto the scene in a domestic sense in the last half of last season. So I think the better thing would have been for him to stay here and play a full season in the Hyundai A-League. Look, could have happened here as well, of course. But in respect to the Socceroos and the Asian Cup, yeah, it's a blow.
Yeah. Plus, you guys know, it's like 1 year out, then it really, you don't even, if you get back, you don't reach your best for another year. So it's really
takes a while.
It's a 2 year sort of injury, isn't it?
100%. Laurie, you know that. Look, you know, it takes a while to get back to the level you once had. It's a real shame.
Yeah, and it knocks your confidence around. I don't know whether I asked you, Robbie, but Sydney FC, mate, they had that sort of tough week where they played three games in six days, but their performance against Melbourne City, remarkable, 3-0.
It was outstanding. And, not one that we didn't expect them. It's not one that we didn't think they had that kind of performance, but after the week they've had, it was asking a lot. And, Melbourne City were favourites for, pretty much everyone. But Sydney blew them out of the water, and it was a real encouraging performance for Steve Corica and looking forward. The problem for Sydney FC is the first 11 they have is outstanding. They've already had injuries to Siem Diong and Vilhaja. They can't afford any more injuries. That's going to be the key to Sydney's season. If they can keep that first 11 fit and firing, they'll go very close. But any more injuries, and it'll certainly upset them. Of course, they are looking around for injury replacements because Bahadur are obviously out for the season, so they can fit someone into their squad, depending on, of course, the salary cap.
Yeah, well, let's hope they can find a replacement, and let's hope they have a strong A-League season. We'll talk to you later in the week, mate.
Cheers, boys. Bye.